we went into preschools, and we had about a little over 200 participants in the study. We'd go there for lunch, and over several days, the participants would be offered with their lunch an apple and a cookie if they wanted it, right? So they could choose it or they could choose not to take it, and they could choose whether to eat it or not. And in different conditions, we would put a sticker on one or the other, either the apple or the cookie, and a lot of the times that sticker would be a picture of Elmo, a cartoon character drawing of Elmo, the Sesame Street character. And interesting thing, you get this little sticker of Elmo on the apples. The participation, or those who are actually consuming the apples, eating the apples, goes up by about 70%. What we wanted to do is try to figure out, you know, what's the impact of marketing to kids, and whether, first off, whether it was effective at marketing bad foods, because we've heard so much talk about you know, the evils of marketing foods to kids, but also whether it could be used for good, if you will, to try and lead kids to healthier foods. Now, when we tried it with the cookie, surprisingly, there was literally no effect. No effect whatsoever. There was like a one-child difference out of 200 in how many actually ate the cookie.
So now, is this contrary to those who say that this type of branding or marketing of unhealthy foods leads children to make unhealthy food choices?
I don't know that I'd go quite that far, but I think what it says is the effect on bad foods is probably pretty minimal. I mean, kids know cookies taste good. And, you know, they know that, you know, hamburgers and fries and shakes and so on and sodas taste good. And the marketing's not going to help there. A lot of what the marketing is doing is leading kids from one product line to another, right, between competitors. But when it comes to healthier foods, really the kids need something to sort of communicate at their level and get them to think maybe this is something that's fun or exciting or something that's, you know, appropriate for someone my age and for my interests. And that's where I think marketing could be helpful. Right? What this really says is there's this untapped potential for marketing healthier foods to children.
Now, you mentioned used Elmo in the study. Are there examples of this type of healthy food branding or marketing already being used by schools or companies?
Well, so there are some small examples. There's a company I was just heard from a day or so ago that produces edible stickers to put on fruit. And there are a lot of people who are working on ways of using cartoon imaging and things like that to sell healthier foods. But I don't think there's anything that's been widespread, you know, like something of a McDonald's campaign where there's a recognizable set of characters that go with these foods that kids associate it, you know, with it. That's something that's sort of missing.
What about Disney characters? In June, they announced in conjunction with the First Lady that all their foods marketed on their television and radio would meet nutrition guidelines aligned with federal standards, and they've also introduced their own branded line of fruits and vegetables. Is that the type of thing that the study is referring to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly the type of thing that we're looking for, or that this study really suggests would be effective. Having that sort of connection, being able to associate it with something like that, it gets the kids interested. It gets them past the threshold of, I'll try this, I'll take a bite, right? And that's really what we need, because fruit in particular tastes good on its own. It's just getting the kids to try it. It's sort of generic the way it's been presented traditionally, and that's they're not used to that. They're immersed in a commercial world where things are sold to them with, you know, advertising campaigns and cartoon characters and exciting commercials. And this is something we need to do for the foods we want them to try.
From an economic standpoint, who needs to be taking the lead on this type of marketing? Companies or schools? And are there concerns out there as far as the cost of licensing characters by schools or nonprofits?
Well, I think there's got to be concern about that. I mean, it does cost money to license characters. There's nothing that says, you know, it has to be a character that is famous to begin with, although it's something that I think would be advantageous. It is a pretty big cost. Now, schools could do something like this. Like you said, licensing would be a concern, and so maybe they need to try some of the more generic approaches, although they're not quite as effective. The other place you could go is some of the commodity boards, and they do have funds for advertising and advertising campaigns, but this really hasn't been their focus, and there are some issues there again with cooperation. I mean, these are cooperatives, and the farmers themselves essentially have to vote that this is something interesting or important to them, and I think it should be, but that's not always an easy thing to drive on one of a on a commodity board.
Now, another study written by your colleagues at the Cornell Food and Brand Lab advises parents in schools to ask the question, what would Batman eat? Are there ways that parents can use these type of branding techniques to promote healthier eating at home and outside of school?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, a lot of the ideas we've gotten for conducting our studies have come from interactions with little kids and talking to them about what fruits and vegetables they eat and why they're willing to eat it. So a lot of parents have found some little tricks like these. We have one study we've run where we got preschoolers to eat a bunch of carrots by calling them X-ray vision carrots, right? And where did this come from? Well, it came, there's actually a parent who was calling them that, and it communicates at their level, and it's something very easy. It's cheap. You don't have to buy anything to call it X-ray vision carrots, and the kids suddenly get excited about it.
Are the parents then on the front line of convincing the kids to eat healthier?
Oh, I think so. Right. I mean, if in preschool age, parents are being innovative and finding ways to get kids excited and trying fruits and vegetables, when they're at school and they're interacting with other kids, they then are leading out and being an example for some of those who maybe didn't have parents that were as proactive. It can make a big, big difference if a kid is very used to having those fruits and vegetables around and knows what they're about. They're not afraid of them anymore.